I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. It's been a crazy, crazy 24 hours with what's going on in the world today. And I wonder if the human mind is often capable of tolerating the limitless nature of our universe. I mean, we focus most of the time on what is at our feet rather than the bigger picture of infinite possibilities. But one thing we are learning, and one thing that I can tell you, is that the Earth is a violent place, and when it shows its immense power, we realize the fragility of our existence. And when disasters strike, some people tend to question the existence of God. They indicate an absence of of what we can call a divine architect, especially when it comes to events that are awful, ghastly, catastrophic. We have been witnessing a lot of catastrophes happening lately, something that if you are not careful can trigger thoughts of an apocalypse because of the forthcoming eclipse, solar eclipse that's happening on the 8th. Now, who knows what's happening? I mean, we're just the observers, and it's a natural opportunity to weigh in on how correlation does not imply causation, or maybe it does. I mean, our mythologies, our suspicions, superstitions, they get the best of us sometimes. And if we all think about the same things, and if we all worry about the same imminent disasters, we need to ask ourselves if we're manifesting these things. I often wonder about that. I often wonder if groupthink manifests calamities. That, you know, somehow the algorithms jumped out of the computer and somehow we're being controlled by an algorithm we don't understand, and we're being forced into a groupthink, and we're actually manifesting our demise. We're manifesting the eschaton. We're manifesting the end of the world. I mean, more so than before. More so than, remember the 2012 scare? Everybody was scared that 2012 was going to be the end of the world. There were a lot of strange things happening, but not like now. Not like now. And there's no, you know, sell-by date, no due date here that we know of. I mean, we've already even speculated the possibility that back in 2012, the Higgs boson was created at CERN or found at CERN. It was unstable. And we flashed forward into a different dimension. Sometimes we feel like we don't belong in this dimension. And that's okay because, you know, wake up every day, things just don't seem right. And again, it triggers paranoia. Like, for example, I was reading yesterday about Kate Middleton. I read about Kate Middleton and King Charles III and how they both are dealing with their cancer diagnosis. Charles was actually seen at Easter walking around trying to save face. He looked a little tired. Of course, he has cancer. And there are rumors that he has less than 2 years to live. I was reading that the other day as well, but that was in a tabloid. But, you know, who knows? Maybe his time is going to be up sooner than that. I mean, when my mother had pancreatic cancer, she had cancer of the stomach or something, she didn't have long. And she knew it. We knew it. And I know that, you know, since they didn't tell us what cancer it is, it has been speculated that it's pancreatic cancer. So there was this article that was featured on the NDTV website. It actually quoted a Nostradamus quatrain in Century, which I thought was kind of odd. It says here, the ancient prophet said, this is what Nostradamus, it says this, King of the Isles would be driven out by force and will be replaced by one who will have no mark of a king. King of the Isles would be driven out by force and will be replaced by one who will have no mark of a king. So this article was speculating that perhaps the successor to King Charles would be Harry instead of William. But again, the use of a prophetic quatrain is an indication of how the media is planting seeds about the eschaton and what happens when kings die and empires fall, especially when we look back at total eclipses of the sun and what they represent, what comets represent, okay? They represent the fall of empires, the death of kings. In magical parlance, there's something known as the law of attraction. The law of attraction is the ability to attract into your life or into our lives whatever we focus on. If you focus on a lot of money, you're going to work harder to make that money. Or something's going to land at your feet and you go, wow, I won the lottery, whatever. It's just the idea that focusing on something intently, you know, worrying about your death, worrying about having a heart attack, worrying about not being able to pay the bills, it will manifest. You focus on something, it finally manifests. And what it does, you say, I told you so. I knew it. I felt it. No, you could have just brought it upon yourself. It's the law of attraction. There's also the law of contagion, which is similar. It's where, you know, you bring it on and then you spread it to other people too. It's contagion type of thing. Law of attraction, law of contagion. And so, you know, of course, for some time now, many people in the world have been wondering about the monarchy, and some see them as counterfeit royalty. And there are speculations that have always pointed to the monarchy producing a placeholder for the rule of the Antichrist. I think that William is a prime candidate for that position. His dad's been kind of paving the way with the World Economic Forum. And so the idea of a divine king saving the people, being a savior to the world, this is something that many people think about. And so if they think about it enough, could we be creating tulpamancy, thinking this into existence? And if thinking something into existence is what you're doing, does it happen if you manifest it? If we are manifesting the end of the world, then yes. If we're manifesting a nuclear war, then yes. If we're manifesting climate change to come in and kill us all, I mean, we have so many people in the political field that turn into evangelical ministers overnight, like AOC and others, you know, saying we're going to die in 10 years if we don't do anything about climate change. The oceans will boil, according to Al Gore. You see, climate change is one of the biggest curses they've put on everybody because they want everybody to fall for all of this idea about climate and the destruction of people and dying and how we need to be aware of our carbon footprint and how we need to depopulate, how we need to change our diet. Yeah, it's kind of a retrocausal way of pushing people into a position they don't want to go to, but they feel that they have no other alternative. So it's a manifestation of all this calamity, bloodshed, and death, and everything else that could go wrong in the world will go wrong in the world because of the groupthink. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.